Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, in the past, I would always have had great difficulty in dealing with that particular reading from the Gospel this morning, and that was because I didn't know enough about the Gospel and the context in which it was written. And when we go deeper into the Gospel this morning, we find that it can be applied right up to this very moment. It spans all the centuries from the first century Palestine right up to the Rio Grande Valley. So a little bit about the Gospel to paint the background for you, because then that will give you a much better understanding of what is happening in the Gospel this morning. So we're told Jesus is on the borders of Tyre and Sidon. Tyre and Sidon were about 2 coastal towns, about 25 miles north of Galilee. They were in a country that today would be known as Lebanon. And we've all heard very recently a lot about Lebanon, all for the wrong reasons, because of the terrible fire there and the terrible explosion and the number of people and the dwellings and property destroyed. So in every sense of the word, the Canaanite woman in the Gospel this morning was a border woman. Now that makes it interesting, doesn't it? She was a border woman. She was a foreigner. She was an outsider. You see what's in the Gospel this morning. So there's prejudice and there's racism. Brings us right up to the present moment. Now going a little bit further into the Gospel, she was a woman of great strength, a woman of great valor, a woman of great courage, because she was a Canaanite. And the Canaanites were hated by the Jews. And they were often called dogs by the Jews, because the Jews regarded dogs as unclean, and that they would eat anything, including pork. So to call somebody a dog was certainly a very derogatory phrase. But interesting in the gospel, when you do a little bit more research, the word that Jesus used for dog in the gospel this morning was not the normal Greek word, which would be koan, K-U-O-N, but another word, kunarios. And kunarios referred more to household pets. And she was quick to latch on to that word that Jesus used. And so she came back at him and said, "Oh, but Lord, the household pets can eat the scraps that fall from the master's table." As you know, if you have a little household pet and you're having a meal, you often pass a little bit to him. I've done that many times when I've been in the house where they have a little dog and he keeps looking at you with a pleading eye. And so, and also she was saying to him, "Well, I'm not exactly just a dog. I'm a household pet." And household pets are very often, well, not very often, but almost always part of the household family. They're part of the family. So you see all the different things you can read into the gospel this morning. It makes it a very, very interesting reading when you look at it from that point of view. And here was she, an outsider, pleading with Jesus to cure her daughter. Now also, her plea was from the heart. Her plea was from the heart. So she said, "You know, Son of David, have pity on me. Son of David, have pity on me." And how could he refuse a plea from the heart? And so also comes into the gospel this morning, sincere, heartfelt prayer. "Have pity on me." We're never as near to God as when we come and we stand before God and we say from the heart, mustn't be just from the lips, "Have pity, Lord, have pity on me." Because Jesus responded to her prayer. Not only was her daughter cured, but that woman too got a healing from Jesus. She went away with a whole new respect for herself, with a whole new way of looking at life. So there's two healings. The only other time that we hear in the gospel of an outsider, the Gentile, being cured is when the centurion came to Jesus and pleaded with him to heal or cure his servant. So we have two beautiful examples of outsiders. Now the question for me this morning is, what is that gospel saying to me? And so I got to look at my own prejudices and perhaps my own racism and how I regard other people, how I regard people who have not perhaps of the same color skin as I am. How do I look at people like that? And we've got to be honest this morning, we're all prejudiced. By that, we all do a lot of prejudging without knowing the facts. Now, if you're saying, you're listening to me, and you're thinking, this gospel doesn't really apply to me because I treat all people equally, well, go a little deeper into your heart. Look into your heart. Look into your soul and ask yourself, and I've got to ask myself, do I really? Because deep down in the subconscious, very often, there's a lot of prejudice there. We got a good example of that this week when a black woman or a woman of color was chosen to be nominated to run for vice president. She has been absolutely lashed on the media and on the newspapers and all kinds of things being said about her. And in the world and in the culture in which we live today, look at how many women are badly treated. Badly treated. I was reading something the other day where the vast majority of women doing identical jobs to men are not paid the same wage or the same salary. So look at the unfairness there. Why should that be? Why should that be? We got to ask ourselves these questions. And we got to have a great admiration for people who stand up for their rights. Here was a woman in the gospel this morning who stood up, a woman who loved her daughter and who wasn't afraid to break down the barriers, break down the walls of separation. Because that's what she did in the gospel this morning. She broke down many walls, many barriers in coming to Jesus. And look at the apostles, the so-called followers of Jesus. Look at how prejudiced they were. Send her away. She keeps annoying us. Send her away. She keeps annoying us. So none of us, I think, are free from that sort of prejudice and racism. We've all got to look into our own hearts, and especially as at this time when there seems to be so prevalent everywhere you turn, racism and prejudice. We hear it, see it all the time on our television screens and in many other areas. And to conclude, I don't know if you have Netflix or if you have access to Netflix, but I encourage you, if you do, there's a very good, even-handed documentary on Netflix at the moment. It's called Immigration Nation. And you'll get a better understanding of the gospel this morning when you look at that. Now, I got to warn you, it's not something to be enjoyed. It's painful watching it, but it does make you stop and think. So if you do have Netflix or you have access to Netflix, have the courage, and without prejudging, look at that particular documentary. It's called Immigration Nation.